All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Super Bowl drought continues for the Dallas Cowboys as they were shown the door in the divisional round this past Saturday night by the Los Angeles Rams. It's now 23 years and counting for the Cowboys. And plain and simple, when you look back at this game, Dallas was out-physicaled by the Rams. I mean, the Rams from the first quarter took that football and they focused on running the football, and more importantly, running the football down the Cowboys' throat, right through the heart of their defense between the tackles. And because of that, Dallas is now watching the postseason from home. And yes, it was a good season for the Dallas Cowboys. They started off with a record of 3-5, and they found a way to finish 10-6 and win the NFC East. But they just cannot sit back and be happy. Why? Because this is a very, and I mean very important, offseason for the Cowboys. Dallas will have more than $54 million in cap space. But once you look at some of their key free agents this offseason, they got to try to find a way to bring back DeMarcus Lawrence. When you look at wide receiver Amari Cooper, the Cowboys gave up a first-round pick in the upcoming NFL draft to obtain him from the Oakland Raiders. So it is a must that they keep him in Dallas. You also look at slot receiver Cole Beasley, who's set to be a free agent, as is David Irving on that defensive line. Then you look ahead to free agency in the draft. The Cowboys have a needed tight end. They also have a needed defensive tackle, and they also have a need at safety, and they don't pick until 58th overall in the draft. And aside from all of that, this is the last year of the rookie contract of quarterback Dak Prescott. And aside from Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, their star running back, his contract is going to be coming up soon. However, the Cowboys do have the luxury, being that he was a first-round pick by this team in 2016, to add his rookie option onto his deal. For linebacker Sean Lee, did he just play his last game with the Dallas Cowboys? We'll have to wait and see, because he's been a stud linebacker for this franchise for years, but age and injuries are catching up to him. And again, for head coach Jason Garrett, this is a guy more than likely who will get a contract extension, as he always simply does just enough to keep his job. Why? Because he is somebody that can be controlled by owner slash team president Jerry Jones. So I think at the end of the day, Dallas is definitely going to have to go back to the drawing board. They can't simply rest on their laurels. And then on top of that, you look at it, this team has never made the postseason in consecutive years under Jason Garrett. So it's going to be very important for them to go out there and take care of their business in free agency. And also, it's going to be imperative for them to try to find a way to get this done in the draft. Again, just because they don't have a first-round pick does not mean that Dallas can't go out there and find some gems in the draft, but they definitely have to go out there and do their homework. I think the NFC East will be more competitive next season than it was this year, so that is something else for the Cowboys to look out for. You can never look past the Philadelphia Eagles, the Giants. They possibly could improve. We'll have to wait and see. And you don't know what's going to be coming down the pike with that team in Washington. But I'll tell you what, Dallas has to get back to the drawing board, and they have to get tougher on their D-line. That's something that we didn't see in the second half of the season. You go back to that loss, that 23-0 loss late in the season when they were shut out by the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts basically did the same thing that the Rams did on Saturday night, which was to take the football and punch it right down the throat to the Dallas Cowboys. And I guarantee you that Rams head coach Sean McVay saw something in that contest, and he decided to stick with it. So for the Cowboys, it's all about stopping the run in the offseason. It's all about keeping Amari Cooper and DeMarcus Lawrence in the fold. And if the Cowboys can't find a way to do that, they will definitely be behind a rock and a hard place in 2019. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.